Chapter 1. Jesus is easy to follow. Whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant. Matthew chapter 20, verse 26. Did you know that the Bible never calls Jesus a leader? Of course, we know that Jesus is the greatest leader who ever lived. But in the Gospels, the word lead is rarely used in reference to Jesus. In the descriptions of events like the visits to Caesarea Philippi and to Gethsemane, the Bible states that Jesus and the disciples went to these destinations. We know through context that these destinations were intentionally selected by Jesus, yet Scripture doesn't say that Jesus led the disciples to them. When Jesus led, people willingly surrendered their lives and their livelihoods to follow him wherever he was going, even if it came at a great cost or inconvenience. Jesus was the kind of leader who could extend an invitation to someone to vacate their home, leave their profession, and desert their way of life, and they would make following him their sole mission. Jesus didn't proclaim himself a leader. He traveled and talked and healed and taught, and people moved toward him. Jesus was so compelling that his very presence led people. Matthew abandoned his highly profitable toll booth to follow him. Mary of Bethany poured out her expensive perfume to anoint his feet. Peter lunged toward an armed Roman guard with a sword to defend him. Jesus could motion to his disciples to move one way, and they jumped to their feet to pursue their Savior. He didn't lead with an iron fist. He didn't bully his followers or pressure them with force. Jesus led in a countercultural way that ignited a movement that's still alive and well today. Reborn into his love, men and women were willing to follow wherever their Lord led, even after his resurrection and return to his Father's side. Christ's followers were willing to surrender comfort, willing to deny privileges, willing to reject their social status, willing to give it all, even their livelihood and their lives, for the cause of Christ. Over the centuries, even as Christ followers faced persecution, disruption, and the failures of the church, people continued to follow him. People still choose to follow Jesus every day. So how is it that a Jewish carpenter from Bethlehem managed to ignite a spiritual revolution, a global religious movement? How did Jesus compel his disciples to follow him to the cross, to be willing to die for the cause of Christ? What was it about Jesus that motivated the radical conversion of his contemporaries? Why did they abandon their former way of life and embrace a new, uncharted course? Jesus was easy to follow. That's how. That's why. Now, I know that might sound reductionistic. Obviously, Jesus' leadership effectiveness is grounded in his deity. He is the Son of God, the promised Messiah, the King of all kings, and the Lord of all lords. But while Jesus is 100% God, he is also 100% human, which means that as humans who bear the image of God to the world, we are not just called, but also created to lead like Jesus. When we choose to follow Jesus, we become new people, and we are becoming new people. Which is not to say that becoming an easy-to-follow leader is easy. Following Jesus' example will be the greatest challenge of our lives. But a relationship with Jesus frees us from slavery to sin, and our outward lives begin to match our inward redemption.